everybody. This is Sherry with Simply Celebrate, and I am at High Tea at New Marcus here in San Francisco with Marjorie Aiken. Hi, Marjorie.
Hi, Sherry.
And this is so much fun because how did we meet, Marjorie?
We met because I am a big reader of some of the Hay House emails and their authors, and Sherry did a love list for Hay House several years ago, and they included her Simply Celebrate website, and I signed up, and I've been a follower and a fan of her emails ever since.
And it was so fun because Marjorie was coming to San Francisco with her family, and she just contacted me and said, let me take you to tea. And I love that. I love that. It's so awesome. And I want you to tell me, if you would, about the love list that you made for your friend.
Yes. So a dear friend of mine was moving away. She was retiring from her job and going to live near her daughter and her grandkids. And as a send-off, several friends banded together to do a lunch for her. And I wanted to do something that was unique. And I remembered Sherry's love list. So I got the love list template off the website. And I came up with 10 things I love about my friend. And then I encouraged the other ladies at lunch to also make love lists for our friend who was leaving. And one of the ladies went above and beyond and made a love list for the honoree at lunch and also made a love list for everybody else who attended the lunch. So it was kind of like a twofer. We got to give some love to our friend who was moving, but we also got some love in return from our dear, sweet friend who all made a love list for us. And I've made them for several people, for birthdays, for, you know, kind of just because type gifts. And it's truly something that blows people away because people just don't do it. And Sherry has made it so easy with the prompts and the different templates. And this is not, you know, an advertisement, but no, it's just,
it's
something.
Like
I know
you.
It does. It's just not, it sounds like a, exactly, like a PR spot. But no, it's just something that people are so deeply touched. It doesn't cost anything except a little bit of creativity, and it makes a huge impact.
Did your friend make you one, the woman who made them?
The woman, a mutual friend at this lunch, made one for everybody else who was there. And so I have that one, plus, like I said, the one that I made for my friend who was leaving. And it's just, yeah, it's just a neat thing, and it blew us all away that we kind of got a little gift from a lunch where we were really doing something nice for somebody else.
Did you guys, did you just sort of give them to her? Did you put them in envelopes? Did you read them?
So I think we, my friend was afraid she was going to cry, so she read all of them at home. But the gal who brought the love list for everybody, I want to say we did go around in a group. And we each got to read our
you
own.
You did.
And that was a very, very sweet thing. And I have it on my desk at home. And everybody needs a little pick-me-up every once in a while and just a reminder of how much they're loved. And these little love lists are a quick and easy way to do that.
You are good. We should hire you to do some sort of radio thing, right? One last thing about that. Have you ever made them with your children for anybody?
You know, I haven't, but I think that's a great idea. I think that's a great idea, and you've inspired me, and we will do it.
Because
yes.
The reason that my son has, we often will sit down, like, as a group, and just all brainstorm together to make them, like, for someone. And it's, we've
that's
been having this wonderful conversation about
that's
family.
A great idea.
And I just want to say this, because it's not really connected, but I love, like, all of your values around how you're raising your children and spending time together and the importance of experiences together. It's all connected. And I think
it is.
Doing the love list together, it's an experience of, like, I feel like sort of children need to learn how to express.
They do.
I mean, it's not just an actual
absolutely
thing.
Well, and, you know, I have an 8-year-old and an 11-year-old, and, you know, my son will say, I love so-and-so, like, you know, and I'll say, no, you love pizza. You like so-and-so in your class. I mean, I think love gets bandied about a lot. But no, I think this is something that we could do for grandparents or, you know, for their dad or whatever. And that's something to where you're right. It makes you think about what you really love and value and cherish about a person.
Oh, it's so great. Thank you so much. And I wish everyone, we have a photo.
We did have a photo. You'll have to post it with the story. There you go.
I was going to say, if only people could see, but it's so lovely where we are. Thank you, Marjorie. Bye-bye.